Welcome to Sociology Sorted, your go-to revision podcast for OCR GCSE Sociology. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most fascinating and exam-rich topics on the specification, divorce. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final push before your exam, this episode will give you everything you need: the key concepts, the sociological perspectives, the exam technique, and a quick-fire quiz at the end to test your recall. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Now, before we start, here's why divorce matters as a topic. It's not just about relationships ending. For sociologists, divorce is a window into how society itself is changing, how religion, gender, law, and culture all interact. And for OCR examiners, it's a topic that rewards students who can think analytically, use precise sociological language, and evaluate competing perspectives. So this is absolutely worth your time. Let's start with the big picture. The divorce rate in the UK was extremely low before the 1960s. We're talking about a society where marriage was seen as a lifelong, often religiously sanctioned commitment. Divorce carried enormous social stigma. It could damage your reputation, your career, your social standing, and crucially, it was legally very difficult to obtain. You had to prove fault, adultery, cruelty, desertion. This meant that many unhappy marriages simply continued, sometimes as what sociologists call empty shell marriages, couples living together in name only with no emotional or intimate relationship remaining. Then came the turning point, the Divorce Reform Act of 1969. This is the single most important piece of legislation you need to know for this topic. The act came into force in England and Wales in 1971, and its impact was immediate and dramatic. Before 1969, you had to prove that your spouse was at fault. After 1969, the sole ground for divorce became the irretrievable breakdown of marriage. This is huge. It meant couples no longer had to prove blame. They simply had to demonstrate that the marriage had broken down. The result? In 1971, the year the act came into force, the number of divorces nearly doubled. This spike is a classic exam question trigger. If you're asked why divorce rates rose sharply in the early 1970s, the Divorce Reform Act 1969 is your primary answer. Always lead with it. But the 1969 Act didn't work in isolation. Let's talk about the longer-term social factors that kept divorce rates rising through the 1970s, 80s, and into the 1990s. First, secularization. This is the process by which religion loses its influence over social life. As Britain became less religious, church attendance fell, fewer people identified as Christian, and religious authority over personal life weakened. The moral prohibition on divorce also weakened. If you no longer believe that marriage is a sacred, God-given institution, you're more likely to see it as a practical arrangement that can be ended if it stops working. Secularization is a key sociological concept here, and examiners will credit you for using it precisely and linking it explicitly to changing attitudes toward divorce. Second, changing gender roles and female emancipation. This is arguably the most sociologically rich explanation. From the 1960s onwards, women's position in society changed dramatically. Women entered the workforce in greater numbers, gained greater financial independence, and increasingly saw themselves as equal partners in marriage rather than dependent wives. Feminist sociologists argue that this is crucial to understanding rising divorce rates because it was women who initiated the majority of divorces. In fact, by the 1990s, women were petitioning for divorce in roughly two-thirds of cases. Why? Because women's rising economic independence meant they were no longer financially trapped in unhappy marriages. They had options. Germaine Greer and other feminist thinkers celebrated this as liberation. Women finally able to leave patriarchal, oppressive, or simply unfulfilling marriages. Third, changing expectations of marriage. Sociologist Anthony Giddens introduced the concept of the pure relationship, the idea that modern relationships are maintained only as long as they continue to satisfy both partners emotionally and personally. Related to this is the concept of confluent love, love that is active, contingent, and based on mutual satisfaction rather than duty or obligation. These concepts explain why modern couples have higher expectations of marriage. They want emotional fulfillment, companionship, and equality. When a marriage fails to deliver these things, divorce becomes a rational and socially acceptable response. This is a brilliant concept to drop into a high mark answer. It signals real conceptual mastery to the examiner. Fourth, legal and financial changes beyond 1969. The Matrimonial Causes Act 1973 consolidated divorce law. Legal aid made divorce financially accessible to people who couldn't afford legal fees. and the introduction of no-fault divorce principles progressively reduced barriers. Each of these changes made divorce easier, cheaper, and less stigmatized. Now, here's something really important that many candidates miss. The divorce rate has not continued to rise indefinitely. In fact, it peaked around 1993 at approximately 180,000 divorces in England and Wales, and has been broadly declining since. By 2019, the number had fallen to around 107,000. Does this mean marriages are getting happier? Not necessarily. The key explanation is that fewer people are getting married in the first place, as cohabitation, living together without marriage, has become increasingly common and socially accepted. The pool of married couples has shrunk. Fewer marriages means fewer potential divorces. This is a critical analytical point. Never confuse the divorce rate with the absolute number of divorces, and always acknowledge that recent declines may reflect changing marriage patterns rather than greater marital stability. Now let's look at the sociological perspectives. This is where your AO3 evaluation marks live. Functionalists like Talcott Parsons saw the nuclear family as the ideal unit for socializing children and stabilizing adult personalities. From a functionalist perspective, rising divorce is concerning because it disrupts this unit. However, some functionalists take a more nuanced view, arguing that divorce can act as a safety valve, allowing individuals to exit genuinely dysfunctional relationships and potentially form new, more stable family units. The high rate of remarriage supports this view. Many divorced people do remarry, suggesting continued belief in the institution of marriage itself. Feminists take a very different view. For feminist sociologists, rising divorce rates, particularly the fact that women initiate most divorces, represent a positive social development. It reflects women's growing agency, independence, and refusal to accept unhappy or oppressive marriages. Feminist thinkers like Germaine Greer see this as part of a broader liberation from patriarchal structures. Importantly, feminists would challenge the new rights narrative of family breakdown as a social problem, arguing instead that it represents social progress. The new right perspective, associated with thinkers like Charles Murray, takes the most critical view of rising divorce. New right thinkers argue that family breakdown, of which divorce is a major component, has created a damaging underclass of lone parent families, particularly lone mothers, who are dependent on state welfare. They argue that children raised without fathers suffer educational, emotional, and behavioral disadvantages. Murray's concept of the underclass, developed in the 1980s and 1990s, directly links family breakdown to social problems like crime, poverty, and welfare dependency. For the exam, you need to be able to present this view clearly and evaluate it. Feminists would argue this perspective is deeply patriarchal and blames women for structural inequalities. Now, let's talk exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. For OCR GCSE sociology, you need to be clear on the assessment objectives. AO1 is knowledge and understanding, worth 40% of marks. AO2 is application, also 40%. AO3 is analysis and evaluation, 20%. This means that for most questions, demonstrating knowledge and applying it to the specific question context is where most of your marks come from. Don't just list facts, explain how they answer the question. Command words matter enormously. Describe questions want you to give two developed features with supporting detail. Explain. Questions want you to give reasons with sociological evidence. Use the Peel structure. Point, evidence, explanation, link. Discuss. Questions are your big evaluation opportunities. You must present multiple perspectives, weigh them against each other, and reach a clear, justified conclusion. Common mistakes to avoid. Number one, confusing the divorce rate with the absolute number of divorces. The rate is calculated per 1,000 married couples. It's a proportion, not a raw count. Number two, giving anecdotal reasons instead of sociological concepts. Don't say, people argue more nowadays. Say, changing expectations of marriage, linked to Giddens' concept of confluent love, mean couples are less willing to tolerate unsatisfying relationships. Number three, ignoring the recent decline in divorce rates. Examiners want to see that you understand the full picture, including the fact that rates have fallen since the 1990s. Number four, failing to contrast perspectives in evaluation questions. If a question asks you to discuss or evaluate, you must bring in at least two perspectives and compare them. Key terminology to use: divorce rate, secularization, stigma, empty shell marriage, confluent love, pure relationship, female emancipation, patriarchy, underclass, cohabitation, irretrievable breakdown, no-fault divorce, remarriage. Now, quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask 5 questions. Pause the podcast after each one. Think of your answer, then I'll give it. Question 1. In what year did the Divorce Reform Act come into force, and what was its main effect? The act was passed in 1969 and came into force in 1971. Its main effect was to introduce irretrievable breakdown of marriage as the sole ground for divorce, removing the need to prove fault. Question 2. What sociological concept describes the decline of religion's influence on social life? Secularization. Question 3. Name the sociologist associated with the concept of confluent love and the pure relationship. Anthony Giddens. Question 4. Which perspective argues that rising divorce rates reflect female emancipation from patriarchal marriages? Feminist perspective. Question 5. Why has the divorce rate declined since the 1990s, despite marriages not necessarily becoming happier? Because fewer people are getting married, particularly the rise of cohabitation, means there are fewer married couples, so fewer potential divorces. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If you struggled, go back and review the key concepts section. To wrap up, here are your 5 essential takeaways from today's episode. 1, the Divorce Reform Act 1969 in force from 1971 is the primary legal catalyst for rising divorce rates. Always lead with this. 2, secularization, changing gender roles, and rising expectations of marriage are the key long-term social factors. 3, women initiate approximately 2/3 of divorces, a key piece of evidence for the feminist perspective. 4, the divorce rate peaked in 1993 and has declined since, linked to fewer marriages, not necessarily happier ones. 5, for high AO3 marks, contrast the New Right's family breakdown narrative with the feminist view of female liberation. That's it for today's episode of Sociology Sorted. Good luck with your revision. You've got this. Keep using those sociological concepts, keep evaluating those perspectives, and remember, examiners reward precision and analysis. See you next time.